This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Did you receive an orchid as a gift this season? Phalaenopsis orchids are the most popular indoor houseplant gift. Catching your eye in the produce aisle of the grocery store or in local garden centers, they can often be an impulse buy. The good news is they're relatively easy to care for. Light and watering, however, are always an issue with houseplants. The American Orchid Society recommends using a pencil or wooden skewer to determine whether an orchid needs to be watered. Overwatering leads to more orchid death than underwatering. If the stick is dark with moisture, don't water. Are you having trouble with your orchid reblooming? I am. Insufficient light is the most common cause of failure to rebloom. Leaf color indicates if the amount of light is adequate. The lush, rich, dark green of most houseplants is not desirable in orchid leaves. A grassy green color, light or medium green with yellowish tones, means the plant's receiving the sufficient light to bloom. Mine were more dark green. I've moved them. See pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. As for repotting your orchid, orchid plants need repotting when the potting mix breaks down, often evidenced by dead roots, or the plant's outgrowing the container. In the first case, simply replace the growing medium. In the second case, you may need a larger pot and use fresh growing medium. A good general rule of thumb is to pot for the bottom of the plant, the root system, and not for the top, the foliage. As for that growing media, a fresh, fast-draining but water-retentive medium is recommended. That could be a bark-based mix or a peat-based mix. Look at the package. I'll have lots more information and pictures of some gorgeous orchids on my website, GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. And look for the new video on houseplant care. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.